My dear Dhamma devotees, at closing ceremony, I want to advise you to determine there will be three determinations step by step. Each devotee should do in this way. I live for Dhamma knowledge. The first one, I live for Dhamma knowledge. The second one, I live with the Dhamma knowledge. The third one, I live in Dhamma knowledge. Because of Dhamma knowledge is very important. Without guideline, we cannot find liberation. We cannot find the escape from suffering. We cannot find the way to escape from suffering. Even in samsara, we cannot live a comfortable life. If we have no Dhamma knowledge, we don't know which path we must take to follow. We cannot choose which path should be followed, which path should not be followed, on which path we must walk, on which path we should not walk. For us, not clear without Dhamma knowledge. If we have a Dhamma knowledge, even in samsara, we can lead our life, better life. We can lead our life, better situations. We can live happily. We can lead from one life to another life happily. Dhamma knowledge is so important. Now we have to learn Dhamma knowledge. Dhamma knowledge can be obtained by listening to Dhamma, by reading good books, by practice. There are many ways in how to obtain knowledge. The Buddha briefed, answering to the question of Alavaka. Alavaka said, ask the question, how to obtain knowledge. The Buddha gave answer to his question. Sosusa labhate panya. Sosusa labhate panya. Sosusa means ambitious to learn, willing to learn, willing to have knowledge. Can be obtained the knowledge, sosusa, which to learn cause to obtain the knowledge. The Buddha answered Alavaka Sutta and Sanyutta Nikaya. The Buddha gave just a starting point. Sosusa means ambitious learning. Ambitious to learn. There is the meaning. One have a great desire to listen to Dhamma, to read Dhamma books, to study Dhamma, to practice Dhamma. They are included in sosusa. Sosusa literally wish to learn, desire for learning. That is the medians how to obtain knowledge. There are various knowledge. Some knowledge dealing with how to earn our livings. That is so common to the people. But Dhamma knowledge is so rare. It's hard to obtain. The knowledge for earning living is only for this life. The knowledge of Dhamma is not only in this life, as well as for next life also. With it, if we have a Dhamma knowledge, we live a peaceful life, a present life. Presently, we can live a peaceful life. We can hope, we can expect that next life also will be better life. So Dhamma knowledge lead to from better to better situations. Therefore, we must determine, I must live for Dhamma knowledge. Live for Dhamma knowledge means, as long as I live, I'm alive. I must try to attain Dhamma knowledge. That is the first determination we should determine in this way. If we have a leisure time, we must obtain the Dhamma knowledge in many ways. Second determination, I live with the Dhamma knowledge. Even we are searching for Dhamma knowledge, if we do not live with the Dhamma knowledge, cannot live a peaceful life. We must live in our daily life with the Dhamma knowledge. Understanding Dhamma, we must live. Through learning Dhamma or Abhidhamma, you know in our mind which phenomena, which states are impurities, which states are purities. You have already known. Through this knowledge, you can purify what are mental impurities or mental defilements. You must try to abandon them. You must try to eradicate them. To be so, you must live with the Dhamma knowledge, knowing which Dhamma should be followed. Anguttara Nikaya Samapatti Sutta, the Book of Fight. This is very interesting, the Buddha's talk. Briefly talk, this sutta is very short. But for our daily life, how to live with the Dhamma knowledge, the Buddha has explained. There are five mental states which are purifying the mind. Number one is a saddha, confidence, enthusiasm, interesting and good. Confidence is saddha. Number two is moreshe. Number three is more dread or fearness of misconduct. Number four means effort, viriya. Number five is knowledge or wisdom, panya. These mental states can hinder any mental impurities. The Buddha said, as long as you have a saddha, if a saddha remains within you, saddhas perform its function within you. If a hiri performed its function within you, if uttapa performed it is a function within you, it effort, great effort, performing it is a function within you. If a knowledge is performing it is a function within you, no akusala chaita arises within you. In Samabhadi Sutta, if these mental state, good mental state, beautiful mental state, absence in your mind, unwholesome akusala, unwholesome state will invade into your mind. You have already known about the saddha. You have already known about the hiri. You have already known about ottapa. You have already known about effort. You have already known about wisdom or knowledge. How to obtain them? How to fortify them? Through Vidama knowledge. If you live with the knowledge, you can cultivate wholesome state. By cultivating wholesome state, you can remove evil action, evil unwholesome state. Therefore, we must determine we live with the Dhamma knowledge. As long as we live with the Dhamma knowledge, akusala has no chance. Even akusala invade into our mind, immediately we can remove it because our Dhamma knowledge knows that is impurities. Never accept. Therefore, as long as we live in our life, each one should determine, I live with the Dhamma knowledge. We live with the Dhamma knowledge. Then the third determination is, I live in Dhamma knowledge. The third determination is very high levels. Whatever we act is a Dhamma knowledge lead us. Such a level is a little difficulty, but step by step we can reach such a level. That is, it can be say Sotavanna's level or Arahant's level. So, live in Dhamma knowledge. Sotavanna, even they have not completely eradicated lobha dosa, moha. But when lobha dosa moha arises, they immediately removed it. Cannot live long. Lobha even arise within, even lobha invade into their mind. They immediately trying to remove it. Because always mindful. They have always mindfulness. Mindfulness practice. They practice mindfulness. Their knowledge is more strong. When impurities come into being, they realize that there is an impurity. So immediately they removed it. Not like us. We think impurities accept longer to remain within us. You see, there are some people, so they keep their hatred and their heart longer. But they think hatred is their friend. Look like a thing. Hatred is my friend. Therefore, they let remain in the heart alone. If a lobha arises, they let remain in the heart. If a mana arises, they let remain in the heart. If Esa Macharya arises, they let live in the heart. Do not try, oh, that is a bit very dangerous impurities. Must remove immediately. Never try in this way. That's the majority people. They don't know the dangers of unwholesome state, the dangers of mineral impurities, the dangers of mineral defilement. The noble persons live in Dhamma knowledge. Therefore, even akusala, less of mindfulness, entered into their mind. They immediately try to remove it. So we must also must determine, I live in Dhamma knowledge. First we must determine, I live for Dhamma knowledge. We must search for Dhamma knowledge. Then we have a Dhamma knowledge. Then second, should determine, I live with the Dhamma knowledge. In the third, the highest level, I live in Dhamma knowledge. My dear Dhamma devotees, if we can determine, if we live in this way, this will be beneficial. Your life is quite meaningful. And you will be on on the way, you will be on the path to the purity or nirvana. So I advise, and let me conclude my Dhamma talk, revealing my wish, may you all can live for Dhamma knowledge, and with the Dhamma knowledge, and in Dhamma knowledge.